You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech. You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Good afternoon, Tuscaloosa. Good afternoon, Tuscaloosa and internet world. How are you doing on this beautiful Monday right here in downtown Northport in Tuscaloosa? It's a huge week, and appreciate everybody starting your week right here with the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. You're watching us on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter. You're listening to us on Spotify, on Apple Music, and on Amazon. So I appreciate everybody watching us and listening to us. Tell a friend about the program. Subscribe, rate, and review. You can find me on the social medias at JoeGaither6 on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Send me your comments, questions, queries, and complaints right there to any of the social media channels that you see. Well, hopefully you're going to have a fun show and a fun week. It's a huge week. Like I said, it's a huge week in sports, in Tuscaloosa sports, as Alabama is opening up. That's the main attraction, Alabama football opening up. Practice this week, fall camp getting started this week. And, you know, Wednesday, we're going to see the players report to Tuscaloosa, make sure they're reported. We're going to have a little bit of the Nick Saban lunch on Wednesday, the Nick's kids lunch. And then we're off and running on Thursday. It's going to be a lot of fun. So as we get ready for the new year. All right, let me take a little 2-second background and set this week up and set this day up first. First, we want to apologize for missing on Friday. We had a kind of a travel day. We drove up to Chicago just to have a little weekend. And I thought I was going to find a place to do my show on Friday. It never really materialized. So I apologize about that for anybody who missed the program on Friday. We drove back through the evening on Saturday, and then we're ready for the new year. I feel like I probably came down with a little COVID or some sort of an illness over the weekend, but I am okay. As they say in Hollywood, the show must go on. You see me if you're watching on YouTube. I'm broadcasting from home, so no worries about getting anybody else sick. We're just going to do the best we can. If you hear it in my voice, I apologize. Really, that's the only place that we've got the illness in my voice and just a little chills down my back. So we're doing okay. It was a great weekend. It was an awesome weekend up there in Chicago. I love the city. Appreciate everybody helping me out and allowing me to get up there. I appreciate Austin Hannon writing Perry Thompson's flip on Saturday. Oh my gosh, we'll get into that in just a minute. I appreciate really everybody allowing me to escape for a little bit. And yeah, so my buddy Taylor for putting me up and having a couple of dinners. It was great. So that was the end of vacation mode. That was vacation mode, and we are now into the season. The season starts now right here, Tuscaloosa. Look, football is here. If you are really itching for football and in such a bad way, I believe the Hall of Fame game this weekend? Hall of Fame game. The NFL Hall of Fame game is, when is it? It's going to be, it's this weekend. Yeah. It's Thursday. The NFL Hall of Fame game is Thursday. And so you're going to see the Jets and, who is it? Jets and Browns on the NFL Hall of Fame game on Thursday. So look, if you're really itching for football, it's here. You made it. You made it all the way through the summer. You made it all the way through the long off season, and it is right here. Now, I know you're not really interested in Jets and Browns on Thursday, because I am not really interested and Jets and Browns on Thursday. But it'll be on. It'll be on my television. I'll keep it on, and we'll just kind of pay attention. Quinnen Williams, I'm sure he will not play. It's the Hall of Fame game. Look, that's just kind of a time to get out there and, you know, stretch the legs, find out, turn over the bottom end of the roster. So you're going to see some bad football on Thursday. But the point of the matter is, it is here. Thank the Lord, we have all made it. All right, so what are we going to do? What are we going to do for our show today? There we go. Rodgers going for 6 touchdowns, my man. Rodgers ain't going to play. It's going to be freaking Zach Wilson, I'm sure. It's going to be Zach Wilson, I imagine. So what will we do today? This is going to be a no-note show, but I will we'll knock it out. First, let's talk Bama golf. Let's talk Bama golf because for twofold. One, winners, double winners this weekend. And two, I'm about to, in a couple hours, interview Cannon Claycomb. I'm going to interview Cannon Claycomb for tomorrow's program. So you'll want to pay attention to that. Cannon Claycomb, say that 10 times fast. Cannon Claycomb is the senior member of the Alabama Crimson Tide golf team, preseason ranked number 14 in college golf this year. Come on, man. Let's get him into the top 10 there. Come on. He's a top 10 golfer. So we'll talk to Cannon Claycomb in a little bit for tomorrow's program. But let's talk about the weekend. Let's talk about victories over the weekend. And goodness gracious, you've heard me on the program slamming Mr. Justin Thomas. And look, deserves more slamming. Missing the cut this past weekend at the 3M Open. Yeah, at the 3M Open. Missing the cut and, you know, goes out on social media tweeting about golf over the weekend. Look, it's clear. It's clear that JT loves golf. It's clear that JT is into golf. Have you lost your competitive edge? You get out there talking about, oh, I'm watching the Senior Open on Sunday. I'm watching the Senior Open on Sunday. And, oh, it's great Lynx golf. You know, winds at, you know, miles an hour, blowing hats off people's heads. And, you know, rain sideways and just brutal conditions, X, Y, Z. Look, JT, it's very clear that you love golf. I'm having an issue with how much you're utilizing social media after getting cut, after having poor performances. Like, you just put your head down, put the golf on TV, but get out on the putting green. Put the golf on TV and just putt all day long, my man. But look, this is not about Justin Thomas missing the cut for, what, his 6th or 7th cut this season. Worst year of his professional career. Let's talk about the good. I like focusing on the good, the silver linings, the positive things. Alabama had 2 golfers win events this weekend. Alabama had Lee Hodges. Lee Hodges got his first PGA win, his first tour win over the weekend, winning the 3M Open. I believe it was a wire-to-wire victory. He ended up, look, he got his first win. Let's see results. There we go. That's what I want to see. Played in already 30 events. He wins the 3M Open. Yes, yes, yes. And wins $1.4 million. That's a big old payday for Mr. Lee Hodges. Former Alabama golfer, Lee Hodges, out of Ardmore, Alabama, is very clear. Very clear after the event, talking about he was announced as being from Athens, Tennessee, but he is from Ardmore, Alabama. You wanted to make that very clear. Played here as a junior and senior from 2016 to 2018 from UAB first. He transferred out of UAB. Played here from 16 and 17. And then obviously he's jumped onto the PGA Tour and he won his first PGA Tour event this past weekend at the 3M Open, and we want to give him a huge shout out. Now, a little fun aspects of that. Mr. J. Sewell, Coach J. Sewell, our Alabama head golf coach. Look, he was true to his tradition. And got up to the 3M Open, and you know, snuck in, surprised Lee Hodges. I keep wanting to say Lee Westwood, but that is not correct. Okay, surprised Lee Hodges and, you know, surprised him after the round, and they all had milkshakes together. If you don't realize, the J. Sewell kind of tradition is to have milkshakes whenever his players win an event or whenever, during the college season, the college team wins, they all go out and have milkshakes. So J. Sewell holding that tradition up there in person with Lee Hodges. And then, look, he actually was able to have two milkshakes as Davis Shore got out and won at the Canadian Open. Davis Shore, Knoxville, won the PGA Tour Canada Golf Tournament. Let's see, won the Osprey Valley Open in Ontario, Canada, for his first PGA Tour Canada win. So two Alabama golfers getting their first wins on their respective tours. He earned $40,000 for his win. Davis was 18 under for the final couple of rounds. So he, you know, it was his second event on the PGA Tour Canada and made his debut a couple of weeks ago for Commissioner's Ottawa Open. Look, he is now sixth in the Fortinet Cup standing. So, look, Davis Shore really putting Alabama. Look, you got two guys. I know JT gets all the credit and all the love, but two guys on a little smaller scale. Davis Shore, obviously, PGA Tour Canada is not near as big as the PGA Tour, as the Big Boy Tour, but to have a victory is incredible and a lot of fun. All right, so Lee Hodges, I believe, qualified for the FedEx playoffs. And my man James chiming in, needs to finish top 18 this week to qualify for the FedEx playoffs because he's had such a bad season, really. And what is it, top 75 qualify for the playoffs? 75, then you get into the top 30, and then you get into the final week. So JT, come on, man, let's get it together. Have a strong week and get yourself into the FedEx playoff. Big props, big congratulations to Lee Hodges and to Davis Shore. Lee Hodges once again winning the 3M Open. Winning the 3M Open at 24 under. He went 63, 64, 66, and 67. 24 under. Absolutely absurd numbers up there at the 3M Open. I think that's in Minnesota, I believe it is. 3M Open, I believe, is in Minnesota. Let me double check myself as I'm doing all this on the fly. 3M Open location, I think it's in Minnesota. Twin Cities in Blaine, Minnesota. There we go, right there. 2 points for Joe, right there for knowing that off the top of my head. Oh yeah, Miss Julene, I feel like I do have COVID, but you know the show must go on. You see, well, you know, we're right here at home. Nobody is involved. It's all good. We are just doing the best that we can. Show goes on. Breakaway. Nothing. No big deal. Maybe the quality goes down just a little bit because my brain gets a little scatterbrained, but no big deal. We can fight through a little sore throat. We can fight through some congestion. If you hear that congestion, it's no big deal. All right, so there's your golf highlights. There's your golf kind of updates. We're going to talk to Cannon Claycomb, the senior member of the Alabama team, the leader, the number one player on Alabama's golf team. We're going to talk to Cannon Claycomb in a couple of hours, and we're going to air that for tomorrow's program. Really looking forward to talking to Cannon. And look, he's going to lead Alabama. He's ranked 14th in the country this coming season. And we're going to find out a lot about the Alabama golf program from Cannon Claycomb. So make sure you're going to want to make sure you tune in to tomorrow's program. All right, so let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it rolling on this No Note show. Let's keep it rolling and talk about Perry Thompson next. Let's talk about Perry Thompson. Goodness gracious. As I mute myself real quick and I'm going to blow my nose. Sorry, guys. Excellent. Sorry, don't want to have any blowing your nose sounds into the microphone. Let's see. We're talking about Perry Thompson next. Perry Thompson. Over the weekend, you had two huge recruiting weekends. Well, really, it was a big recruiting weekend for all the schools because it was basically like the last summer bash. It was like the last summer bash before fall camps opened. Alabama marquees their summer bash as the champions cookout. And Auburn marquees there last weekend as Big Cat Weekend. Okay, so Alabama had a lot of guys come to the Champions Cookout. Yes, great job. But I want to talk about Perry Thompson first. Perry Thompson attending Big Cat Weekend. The Alabama commit now. Auburn commit. Let's see. But now Auburn commit flipped and made his decision official on Saturday, or basically, I guess it's going to be official in December when they actually sign ink to paper December and or February, depending on what signing date they end up opting for. But Perry Thompson deciding, you know, he's going to flip his commitment. If you've been watching Perry Thompson at all on social media over the last 3 to 4 months, you have seen him flirting a lot with Auburn, a lot. And so for anyone who, you know, watch this and be surprised, I would say that you're not thinking logically. Perry Thompson has been teasing the Auburn flip for a long, long time. And does it stink to lose him? Yes, let's be honest. It's no fun to lose any five-star prospect. It's no fun to lose any, you know, anybody that that can help this football team. So look, Perry Thompson, I think that what you've got going on is yeah, that's what I wanted right there. Sorry, always shifting tabs as I'm continuing to talk. So look, Perry Thompson goes on and he flips to Auburn. He flips to Auburn, and I'm not that concerned. You already have Rico Scott in the recruiting class, and you look at the 25s. You see Ryan Williams and Jamie French, both those guys at Champions Cookout this past weekend. You can check out their social medias and see some of their time on the lake. I'm not surprised that Perry went to flip to Auburn, and I'm not really that concerned. Now, will he be impactful for Auburn? Yes, he probably will end up. He probably will end up being one of their better players for the course of, you know, over his career. But this is Alabama. We're not really going to lose sleep over losing recruits, in my opinion, because Nick Saban's always going to go out and find the next main recruit. Now, you do have to pivot. You have to pivot and probably get one more receiver, and the top-end receivers are few and far between now in the 24 class. A lot of attention now goes to Amari Jefferson, the Chattanooga Baylor High School wide receiver, who is considering Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia. Already a Tennessee baseball commit and is wanting to play both baseball and football in college. Now Amar Jefferson is committing on Saturday, August 5th. So we're going to find out real soon on where Alabama stands and if they can get him. Sources, whispers, really tell me, birdies little tell me that Georgia is the new leader for Amar Jefferson. Yes, I was feeling Tennessee for a long, long time. I was feeling Tennessee based off the baseball offer and just kind of the long-standing relationship. But Georgia, I believe, is now the new favorite for Amari Jefferson. Now, look, I am not Andrew Bone. I'm not Steve Wiltfong. My prediction analyst is not up there 90% plus like those guys are. But I am feeling like Georgia is the new leader. Now, Amari Jefferson over the weekend went to Tennessee on Friday and went to Alabama on Saturday. Those might fly in the face of my predictions, but I wonder if Amari was telling those guys in person, telling those teams in person, thank you for recruiting me. I appreciate you. Thank you for recruiting me, but I am going to be going to the University of Georgia. You know, it's often classy to let people know ahead of time, either in person or on the phone. And so, Amari, look, we'd love to have you here in Alabama. I would love to have you here. Just for, it would be a lot of fun. But we'll see where he goes on Saturday for another big commitment on Saturday, this coming Saturday. KJ Bolden out of Buford High School ended up at Auburn Big Cat Weekend and saying that, you know, Auburn is now in his top two. Now, who that number one is, is up for debate, whether it's Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, Auburn. He's flirting with all four of those schools. Who is in my top two? KJ Bolden. Look, if he ends up at Auburn, then you're starting to see Hugh Freeze pick up some real, real momentum. Now, a lot of that, you can probably say, oh, man, NIL. Oh, man, Yellowwood. Oh, man, Tim Cook. But who cares? It's the nature of the beast. It's the nature of recruiting. And at some point, Auburn had to get into the game with NIL. I know that Brian Harsin never really got it going on the recruiting train. So you're starting to see Hugh Freeze with the backing of his program, with the backing of his boosters, making some dents, making some headway in the recruiting trail. Now, look, you look on Auburn's recruiting ranking from the rest of the SEC, they're still in the bottom end. They're still at 12, 13 in the bottom end of the SEC. But you bring in Perry Thompson, Are you able to secure KJ Bolden? If so, you're starting to build a really good, nice class down there on the plains. And, you know, Hugh Freeze. So, you know, you always knew he's going to be a problem, and it's starting to look that way already on the plains. All right, let's keep this bad boy rolling, this Monday rolling on the Joe Gaither Show right here on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com. Let's keep it rolling by looking at the guys who were here, for Big Cat. For the Champions Cookout. Champions Cookout, we had several guys come into Tuscaloosa. You had David Sanders from a class of 25. The biggest issue for the Champions Cookout, not issue, but the biggest point was you have lots of 25s, class of 25s, and class of 26s, which is great. You're getting a head start on the next years, but the 24s were not really in high. Like, there wasn't a ton of them on campus. You have Favor Edwin out of Eagles Landing Christian. He got an offer from Tuscaloosa, from Alabama last month. Favor Edwin, offensive tackle, was on campus. He's now between Alabama and Florida. How about I do Command F 24? Yeah, that's what I want to do. Let's see. Favor Edwin is one of the 24s. How many other 24s were uncommitted 24s were on campus? Let's see. You had a running back. Edric Houston didn't come. We talked about Edric Houston on the Thursday program coming to Champions Cookout, but he did not make it. Unfortunately, I think that he still will be. He's still on the table for Alabama. He's going to announce his college decision on August 22nd. It's really going to come down to Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Georgia. Probably Alabama or Ohio State. As we talked about, KJ Bolden went to the Auburn recruiting weekend. How many others were really here? Anquan Fagans came to the cookout, but he's committed to USC. Yes, he's committed to USC, but he's a 25. Daniel Hill's a 24. Daniel Hill is a running back out of Meridian. He came to Champions Cookout, and he's kind of between Alabama and South Carolina. You have class of 25. Or 26. Quarterback George McIntyre out of Brentwood Academy, who came. Julian Lewis is a 26 quarterback. It was really a nice weekend here in Tuscaloosa for the Champions Cookout. But a lot of the focus, a lot of the attention on future classes, class of 2025 and class of 2026. So Alabama, obviously you're going to continue recruiting. You're going to continue recruiting, but the main focus and the main kind of the main issue, I guess, main focus is now going to be turned into the season. It turned into college football season as we open up camp this week. What else we got for the day? Shoot, there was a headline that caught my eye that I wanted to talk about, but now that I'm missing it, what was it? ESPN, maybe that'll remind me, trigger my brain. Rodgers, no. NCAA football, no. LSU reporter, no. What was it? Maybe it was on. I definitely saw a headline that triggered my brain I wanted to get into. Now that I'm losing my mind, thank you so much. I guess it wasn't important. That's probably what that means to me. It must have not been important at all if I can't find it really quickly. Okay, so let's talk about Alabama football as we get into the week. You get into the week, and here's your schedule. Look, Alabama's going to be no practice on Wednesday, players report. You got practice Thursday, Friday, then Saturday. three in a row, and then you take a day off on Sunday for the Lord. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 5 in a row, 6 in a row, Saturday, scrimmage on the 12th, Sunday off. And really, basically, as I'm looking through the schedule, it looks 1, 2, 3, like you're getting right into your first double off day is August 20 and August 21, Sunday, Monday. But pretty much you're going every day except Sundays, and then you get Sunday, Monday off. Problem for us is that, you know, we're not invited. We're not invited to any of the practices. Alabama, here we go. Alabama will provide B-roll photos following practice on these days. And obviously, you will have time to speak with Coach Saban, and it will have players on different days to kind of get a gauge for what practice will be. But it's good, you know, it's kind of hard to know what's going on without having even that 10 minutes, even that 15-minute period where you're seeing who is at practice. Now, look, you're never going to know, even if we're out there all day long, who's going to be the quarterback, this, that, or the other. And I understand Coach Saban protecting what who's going to be at the in quarterback and who's, you know, scheme schematically, who's in the order. But goodness gracious, it makes it hard to cover the team. It makes it hard to get excited about practice, excited about anything. We'll try to talk to people who are at the two weekends, the two scrimmages, and find out what they see. I joined a Bama Twitter space yesterday. Look, I know I've been staunchly on the Jalen Milroe camp for really all summer. I don't know what it is, but over the last two-ish weeks, I'm starting to really feel like Buckner and Simpson are going to have great opportunities to win this job. And I think that Simpson will win the job now at this point. And it may be just wishy-washy for me. It may just be wishy-washy that we're going with Simpson here as the late stages as camp opens up. I do think his skill set is very nice. He can throw the football very well. He's got enough athleticism to keep defenses honest. Same with Tyler Buckner. I think the quarterback battle is going to end up being not interesting in the fact that, you know, not interesting in the fact that, oh gosh, you have bad quarterbacks. I think it's going to be interesting in the fact that you have three quarterbacks who can play, three quarterbacks who can really provide different options to provide skill sets and lead the Alabama offense in different ways. It's really going to be, look, you all know this. It's going to be up to who protects the football the best, who protects the football the most. Can you keep Alabama's offense on track, get us into the right plays, and protect the football? Will Jalen Milroe do that? Will it be Ty Simpson? Or will it be Tyler Buckner's experience in the Tommy Rees system that gives him the leg up? That's really your main question. I don't have a ton of real questions about Alabama football going into the year because look, every question can be answered the same way over 16 years. Nick Saban will figure it out. Nick Saban knows what he's doing. Nick Saban will put the best product on the field possible. And so as long as Coach Saban is in charge, and like, does it make it boring from the talk radio standpoint, from the talk show standpoint? Yes, it does. But I could come up with question marks about, will Kevin Steele improve the defense? I think it remains to be seen. Who cares about? I'm kind of with Coach Saban in the, I don't like hypotheticals. I don't like the, well, hypothetically, now that Bryce Young's moved on, will Alabama go back? Like, you read the tea leaves and you can kind of understand what Alabama's about to be doing on offense, running the football, putting the game in the hands of the offensive line, putting the game in the hands of running back Chase McClellan, Roydell Williams, Richard Young, Justice Hayes, Jam Miller. As long as Coach Saban is in charge, and look, it is the boring answer. It's the boring answer that honestly I hate when I'm listening to context and content. As long as Coach Saban's there, but that's the fact of the matter. And then you get into, well, will Alabama beat Georgia in an SEC championship game? I don't know. I don't know, but I know they can. I know they absolutely could. You got to get there first. You got to get there first, and so, you know, from where we're sitting, What are you, 34 days away from your first game? 34, 33 days away from your first game against MTSU. The biggest question mark for me is how soon will Alabama have its quarterback laid out and locked in? Will Alabama be leaving the MTSU game, with still question marks at quarterback? Do you see the same quarterback playing the entire game through the MTSU game, or will Coach Saban be utilizing some sort of a rotation? Okay, Jalen, here's you two series. Okay, Ty Simpson, here's you two series. Okay, Tyler Buckner, here's you two series. I don't know. It doesn't seem like Coach Saban's style. You go back to the last time you really had an issue or a situation or scenario like this. You had Blake Barnett start against USC. Blake Barnett lasted two series? One series or two series? He lasted two series, and then Jalen came in. Jalen came in, fumbled, and then basically kept the job the rest of the year. The rest of the year. And so, Coach, how soon will he determine who's going to be the starting quarterback? Now, you go back to the Jalen Tua battle year, what, 2018, where stop asking me. I'm not quit asking. You know, Tua basically had the leg up that entire year. A couple years prior, you go back to the 2016 Jake Coker year. It took Jake Coker, what, two games to get locked – two or three games to get locked into that starting job. You didn't really earn the starting job until the Ole Miss loss. So how long will Coach Saban – How long will Coach Saban allow the battle to take place? How long will Coach Saban allow the ambiguity to linger over this team? Now, Coach is not going to declare a starter to the media, to the public, maybe ever. But the team will know. The team will know just how soon will the team know? How soon will he let the team know? How soon will he say, okay, we're 2 weeks into camp and we're going into the MTSU game with Jalen Milroe as our starter? Or we're going into the MTSU game with Ty Simpson as our starter, with Tyler Buckner as our starter. How soon will he let the team know? And obviously the team will respect the decision and not let it out because competitively speaking, you want to keep that as close to the vest as possible. But how soon will he let the team know so that they can prepare to be behind Simpson, Buckner, or Milroe? I think it's important that the team knows as soon as possible. You go into that Texas matchup, Quinn Ewers, look, if Quinn Ewers hadn't got hurt last year, Alabama's in a much different game. I'm not going to sit here and say they lose because I hate that game. I hate that game so much. I hate, oh, if Alabama would have had Jamison Williams, we'd beat Georgia. Or if Colt McCoy wouldn't have gotten hurt for Texas, we'd have beat Texas would have beat Alabama. I hate that game so much. You don't know. What you do know is the game would have been different. It would have been different and probably – it was already challenging, but it would have been a different sort of challenge. Quinn Ewers presents a quarterback, comes into week number two, comes into Tuscaloosa week number two with Xavier Worthy, with Steve Sarkisian running the show. I think it's going to be important, very important, to be ready to put up 30 points. 35 points against Texas in that second week. Now, do I think the Alabama defense is going to be better? Yes, the Alabama defense will be better and probably hold the Texas offense, to a respectable number. But Texas offense is very good. Texas's offense is highly talented. And so it's going to be important for the Alabama offense to be ready to go out there and gunsling, go out there and put up points, go out there and, and get into, like, you don't want to get into a track meet. No, you don't want to. That's opposite of what Alabama is going to be trying to do this year. But you got to prepare for it. Prepare for the possibility that you'll be in a track meet week number two, and thus it places heavy, heavy importance on the quarterback basically being ready ASAP. ASAP. All right, so that's going to pretty much get my program off for the day. We'll talk to Kenan Claycomb tomorrow on the program. We're really going to talk to him in just a couple hours, and I'm going to air it tomorrow. We'll talk to Kenan Claycomb, the number one golfer on the University of Alabama's team this year, ranked number 14 in college, preseason ranked number 14. We're going to see him jump into the top 10 really, really quick. For Alabama. For the NCAA, let's see.
there was something else on my brain today. I talked about JC Ewell getting up to Minnesota for the 3M Open for the final. Coach Saban called Lee Westwood as well, congratulated him. Was that what it was? Maybe. But anyways, we will continue to have a big week. I'm going to try to catch up with Casey Poe. I'm going to try to catch up with Anderson Green, two of Alabama's recruits for the weekend. I am talking to Cannon Claycomb for the Tuesday program. It's going to be a fun week. Football is starting. Football is starting all over the place. You have high schools opening up camps. You have NFL Hall of Fame game on Thursday, and obviously Alabama camp opening up on Thursday. Don't cry over Perry Thompson. Don't get upset over Perry Thompson. Alabama obviously will pivot and bring in more great recruits. We're going to be on watch for KJ Bolden and for Omari Jefferson on Saturday. Both guys trending away from Alabama, trending directions away from Alabama, but would be great to close this week out with Omari Jefferson and KJ Bolden on Saturday. We'll keep it rolling on the Joe Gaither Show. I want to encourage you to listen to our other Bama Central podcast. We've got our friends, All Things Bama with Katie Windham and Austin Hannon. We've got our friends, Blue Collar Unplugged with Jacob Pickle, Matthew Gibson, and Blake Byler, right there covering all things basketball. Subscribe to those programs as well. The three programs together, we make up the Bama Central Broadcasting Network. We're appreciative of Bama Central putting us on each and every week. You can find Bama Central on the internet, BamaCentral.com. Find us on social media at Bama Central, the Sports Illustrated home for Alabama Crimson Tide. Thank you so much to Chris Walsh putting me on each and every day. You can find him at Writing Walsh. You can find myself at JoeGaither6. Sending me your comments, your questions, your queries, and complaints right there on the social media machine. Tell a friend about the program. Subscribe, rate, and review either on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, on YouTube, Facebook, or on Twitter, or everywhere. All six places. That'd be great. We're gonna get out of here for the day. We're going to be back tomorrow with Cannon Claycomb, the number one golfer on the University of Alabama's golf team, number 14 preseason rank, will be on the show tomorrow. So that's gonna do it for today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show right here on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech. You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.